Welcome to Budgeting Bits, a show that will help you create and maintain a budget. I'm your host, Jordan Goulet, and this week we'll be looking at some common budgeting mistakes and how to fix them. Budgeting can be complicated, especially when you're first starting off. Even with a budget, you can lose track of where your money is going, or you didn't hit a goal or make a debt payment some months. So in this episode, we're going to go through some common issues people face and how to fix them. So, problem number one. Not spending enough time planning. Budgeting, especially initially, takes some time to set up. What some people do is rush through it initially, but if you don't take the time to properly set up your budget, it may not reflect your finances, so the budget you create won't do much for you. It then discourages you from continuing because it seems like budgeting just doesn't work for you. So here's the solution. Set aside a few hours or even a few days to properly set up your budget. Setting up enough categories to perfectly reflect your finances is a challenge alone. When categories are set up accurately, managing your budget will be more effective. Also, take your time with planning your goals. Why are you budgeting? What do you want to save for? What debt do you want to pay off and by when? Understand your long-term goals and set up a budget to reflect them. Problem number two, you don't have an emergency fund. So you started your budget and for a few months, everything went perfect. All of a sudden, an unexpected event happened and cost a lot of money. This can be your car breaking down, unexpected travels, a lawsuit, your furnace goes in the middle of winter and needs replacement, just to name a few. Well, you didn't budget for this event since it's unexpected and need some extra cash to pay for. Now your budget is in chaos mode because it didn't see it coming. So here's the solution. Set an emergency fund goal and contribute to it every month. We did a previous episode on this that kind of goes through this a little bit more in depth. So now when something unexpected happens, you have a savings account that will help you pay for it. By doing so, you won't need to go into crisis mode and your budget will remain stable. Problem number three, you are a spontaneous shopper. This can really destroy your budget, especially if it isn't compensated for. If you go shopping and you don't have clear goals on what you want to buy, you will more likely overspend and spend your money on things that weren't accounted for in your budget. So here's the solution. Make sure you budget for it if you have no control over it. You can also take baby steps to eliminate the habit, but at first just reduce it a little bit. Also, if you want something, don't buy it immediately and take note of it. And when revising your budget for the following month, if you still want it, then add it to your budget. If you don't, then that means you never want it in the first place. This will help you keep your budget under control as well as help you become less of a spontaneous shopper. Problem number four, you aren't setting medium and long-term smart goals. Setting a grocery limit for the month is easy. Setting a shopping limit, a gas limit, a hobby limit, or other goals to be hit within the month is easy. But what about those medium to long-term goals? What if you're saving for a car? Or you want to pay off a debt in 2 years? What about the property tax bill coming up in a few months? Did you set aside enough money for this? Here's the solution. We talked about this a little bit in our SMART goals episode. Monthly goals are much easier to manage and hit than setting a goal to hit over a long period of time. For example, if you want to save $1,200 in a year, instead of saying, whenever I have a chance, I'll contribute to it and eventually hit $1,200, you should say, every month I'll set aside $100, so in a year I'll have $1,200. The first situation tends to fail more than the second situation. In the second situation, you're able to track and plan your future much better. Problem number five, you don't make realistic goals. When setting up your budget and goals, you may take your finances too seriously and get too greedy. You might tell yourself, if I don't go out at all this month or don't eat out at all this month, I can save $200 this month and put that towards my debt payment. But what happens is that your friends may drag you out at some point, or you just can't resist that certain restaurant. And because you didn't set goals for these categories, this will unbalance your budget for the month. So here's a solution. Make sure you set goals for the fun stuff too. We all have enjoyments in life, and that's what a budget should help you do. Have enough money for the fun stuff, as well as making sure you have enough money for your needs, savings, and debt payments. Problem number 6, you overspend. If you overspend, meaning that you spend more money than you make, your budget will fall apart. No matter what goals you set or how much you track your budget, it will lose control if you spend too much money. This will always lead to some kind of debt or borrowing of money. So the solution is, unfortunately, there's only two here. Either you stop spending too much money or you make more money. Problem number 7, you don't properly estimate your goals. This is one of the toughest parts of planning your budget, estimating how much you will spend or earn in each of your categories. Over time, it gets easier because you start to realize your spending habits, but even so, you could still underestimate or overestimate. So here's a solution. Give your goals some wiggle room. When estimating, add a bit more just in case. If you go over your initial estimation a little, it'll be fine since you added a buffer. If you overestimated and have some money left over, treat yourself. Or put that extra money towards your savings or debt payments. It won't be wasted money. Problem number 8. You have tenacious categories. When budgeting, there can be one or more categories that you set goals for, but always tend to overspend month to month. This either could be a bad habit that you're trying to reduce or eliminate, or just surprises that happen most months. So when you set your goals, you tend to overspend overall because you didn't give yourself enough of a buffer in these categories and you're short on cash. So the solution would be to identify these categories as soon as you can and readjust your goals. If it's a bad habit that you're trying to eliminate, take baby steps. Don't try to do too much at once because it can ruin your entire budget. Figure out how much on average you spend in these categories and budget for that. Then try not to spend the entire amount allocated. So if you do end up spending less than predicted, that's awesome. Next month, you can reduce this amount and take the extra money and put it somewhere else. However, if you do end up spending the predicted amount, at least your budget is still accurate and you can try again the following month. Problem number 9, you aren't reviewing your budget periodically. You took the whole afternoon setting up your budget. You have enough categories. You thought about your short-term goals, your long-term goals. Everything is ready to go. The first month went really well. The second month, there was a few hiccups. The third month, it got a little worse. And then suddenly your budget went completely out of control. This is because most people's finances change on a month-to-month basis. If you set your goals once, and when things change, those goals may not make sense anymore. So the solution would be you need to review your budget frequently. I suggest at least once at the beginning of each month. Review how your budget went the previous month, make some adjustments, then think about how the current month is going to be financially. Are there any holidays this month? Birthdays, weddings, vacations, big bills? Once you understand what's coming up, then adjust your budget to make it work. This way, things won't get out of hand. Problem number 10, you don't communicate with your significant other. If your finances are intertwined with someone else, you need to make sure you're doing it together. If you don't, your budget will most likely not work. Here's a solution. You need to learn to understand each other's financial needs. There are things that you want and stuff that they want that aren't necessary but need to be accounted for. You need to make sure everything is understood and budgeted for. By doing so, you'll be able to manage your finances much easier. Being on the same page as your partner is necessary for controlling your finances. Problem number 11, you didn't create a budget habit. Budgeting is a habit that you must create for yourself. It is something you need to learn to do and practice. Without it, you won't be able to manage your finances efficiently. So the solution would be to understand what a budget habit is and incorporate it into your life. A budget habit consists of two processes, the planning process and the tracking process. You must incorporate both methods simultaneously in your life if you want to succeed. The first two episodes of Budgeting Bits explains this in more details. Problem number 12, your budget is too generalized. Say you only budget with a small number of categories, say food, entertainment, utilities, transportation, and others. Now you analyze your budget and realize you overspend in food. So naturally, you want to reduce your spending in food. But what does that mean? Are you going to eat less in general? Spend less on groceries? Spend less at restaurants? What exactly are you overspending? Or maybe you want to take some money from another category, say others. But what are you going to do to reduce there? What do you have room for? So the solution would be to be very precise when creating categories. Your budget category should be split into main and subcategories. This allows you to have an overview look at your budget using the main categories, but when the time comes to determine where you're overspending or you need to shift money, it is easier to do because you can see the details using subcategories. Personally, I have over 50 subcategories when budgeting. This allows me to have full control over my finances. Problem number 13. You don't follow your budget goal. You took the time to think and properly set your budget goals, but you don't actually care about how much you spend in that category. This defeats the purpose of a budget. You will lose sight of your goals rapidly and make your budget meaningless. So here's the solution. It takes some self-discipline, but you really need to take your goals seriously. If you took the time to plan out your budget, you should follow it closely. If you do, you'll start to achieve your financial goals. And finally, problem number 14, you are not tracking everything. Every time you buy some groceries, you track the cost and categorize it. Every time you fill up your car with gas, you track and categorize it. Every time you get paid, you track and categorize it. Every time you buy that morning coffee, you don't track. Every time you win a $20 gift card, you don't track. Every time you stop at a corner store to pick up a snack, you don't track. Neglecting these small purchases adds up in the end and will leave confusion in your budget. There will be some money not accounted for, and you won't know what happened. So the solution is, no matter how big or small a purchase or an earning is, you need to track it and categorize it. By doing so, you will have a perfect representation of your finances and you'll be able to make more accurate decisions. But doesn't tracking everything seem tedious and annoying? Yes, it could be. That's why the Pocket Budgeter mobile app allows you to link your bank account and have the process of tracking your money be automatic. However, it's not good if the whole tracking process is automated, so you'll still need to manually categorize your transaction. This helps you stay in the loop with your expenses. So what to do with all of this? I just blurted out a bunch of issues where one or more may apply to your current situation. This may seem overwhelming to handle at first, but don't worry about it too much. If you made, say, a list of six of the problems that you want to work on, don't try to do it all at once. Pick maybe one or two issues and spend the month working on it. Then in the next month, move on to the next one. Doing too much at once may discourage you from continuing your budget, or maybe add more confusion than help. So note down the ones you want to work on, pick one or two, understand the solution for those, and work on them a month at a time. Remember, budgeting is a journey and takes time to control. Take things at your own pace, and if you fail a month, don't worry about it. Keep trying. You'll appreciate your hard work in the future. Before we end the episode, we got our first budgeting question, so thank you so much for sending that in. So the question is, you talk about the 50-30-20 rule a lot, and I'm currently trying to use it as guidelines. Where does a mortgage fit into the rule? Since it's a debt, is it part of the 20%? If so, that doesn't leave much room for anything else. It will surpass the 20% for sure. What do I do? This is a fantastic question. So here's a bit of an overview of the 50-30-20 rule for those who aren't familiar with it. It's just a way to delegate your spending in your budget. So 50% goes to your needs, 30% goes to your wants, and 20% goes to your debt payments and savings. So yes, technically, a mortgage is a debt since it's a loan in which you owe money to somebody. However, a mortgage payment is necessary because you need a roof over your head. So treat a mortgage payment like a rent payment. They would be part of your 50% needs. So the 20% will still be for your debt payments, such as tuition debt, credit card debt, any other kind of loan. Now, if you make extra payments for your mortgage, that would go in your 20%, but your minimum mortgage payment will be part of your 50% needs. So hopefully this helps. If you guys want your questions answered on the show, just email us at budgetingbits@pocketbudgeter.com. That's budgetingbits@pocketbudgeter.com. You can also find the email in the show notes. It would be nice if you also leave a name and a location to give you credit for the question. If you want to stay anonymous, that's fine as well. So hopefully, some of these tips helped you realize some flaws in your budget if it wasn't working out for you initially, and now you have solutions to improve them. Thanks for listening, and make sure if you like the show, you give us a thumbs up and a follow. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Pocket Budgeter, and visit pocketbudgeter.com for even more information and tools to help with your budgeting needs. You can also get the Pocket Budgeter mobile app on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. Just search for Pocket Budgeter and it should pop up. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.